The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
This is Rachel Weingart.
This is Kiara Arnold.
And I'm Shaquille Daniel.
Even in a tolerant society such as America, it can be easy to judge someone solely based on their race.
I'm African American.
I'm Asian.
I'm Black American.
I'm white.
Half black, half white. My mom's white, my dad's black.
Jim Kelly, professor of social work at Carleton University, explains his ideas on the origins of stereotyping.
Think of racial profiling as a reaction to fear of people who are different and thought to be possibly dangerous.
We approached a man in downtown Pittsburgh who explains why he believes racial profiling is still present.
It's the way they were raised. Just their mom and dad may have had some things that they've had, so they teach their children the same thing.
We spoke to a number of people about their personal experiences with racial profiling. Carl Cooper, a national diversity consultant, had this to say.
Yeah, I've had a number of instances where people have targeted me simply because I was a black male.
My son, who was blonde, white, blue-eyed, and his friend, who was African-American, dark-skinned, brown-eyed, used to go to a local drugstore. My son would come back with a little more candy than he had money for. And I asked him, didn't you have to pay the tax? And he said, no, the lady doesn't make me pay this tax. And I said, well, what happens to your friend? And she said, somebody follows him.
What some people may not realize is the magnitude of the effects of racial profiling. David Harris, professor of law at the University of Pittsburgh, reflects on the emotional impacts of stereotyping.
It's humiliating. This is not a little deal. This is a very big deal. And when it happens repeatedly, you begin to wonder, what do they got against me, or what do they have against people like me?
Echoing his sentiments, here's Carl Cooper.
It dehumanizes you, it stigmatizes you, and it gives you an inferiority complex.
According to Jim Kelly, those who hold racial prejudices may be the ones truly missing out.
They become prisoners in their homes. They become prisoners in their own neighborhoods, afraid to venture into areas that folks that they fear might live.
Just as there are many different ways racial profiling can exist, so there are many possible solutions to consider.
This is a problem we have to acknowledge, really, for everyone.
We need to have our elected officials much more aware of the fact that it can happen and does happen.
Outreach, just spread the word. Diversity's everywhere, you know.
Take the time to get to know each other.
We can figure out different kinds of training, different kinds of ways to attack it.
Be nice to people. If you want to be treated nice, you need to be nice.
More opportunities for young blacks so that they have a chance to be seen in a more positive light.
When we begin to see that profiling is an issue for every American who cares about fairness and justice, we'll make real progress and we'll all be safer and all enjoy the constitutional rights we all have.
The Green Compass was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Heinz Endowments.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at Heinz.org.